Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
A 13-run lead. Rolls back and fires home, and right off the outside corner, and that will do the ball game. The Lady Camels are going to come home with a run rule win, 14-1, and Camels will take the one seed at the state tournament. Sadie Cole pitched a gem of 10 strikeouts and only walked one batter.
The Camels are now two-time regional champions, last year being the first, and this year now the second. Campbell County with the win over Natrona County, 14-1, as the Camels will be the one seed. The Phillies will be the two seed. The Camels tacked on 6 runs in the first inning and set the tone and added 7 more in the fourth, as Sadie Cole only gave up 1 run off 3 hits. Sadie Cole also went 2-for-3 at the plate with 3 RBIs. Caden Smith added a 3-run double. In other news, in the Sepo North region side, it was Cody taking down Thunder Basin in 9 innings on Saturday as the Phillies qualified for state. Thunder Basin eliminated for the second straight year in a row. The Phillies scored 3 runs in the top of the 9th and held Thunder Basin to 1 run. An error led to 2 runs while Ava Deaton had an RBI double, and she finished with 3 hits, 3 RBIs. Addie Rouse had 3 hits and drove in 4 for the Bolts. Kelly Walsh in Jackson. It was Kelly Walsh getting the job done in the elimination game. Trojans qualify for state as Jackson has been eliminated. Kelly Walsh scored 3 in the 6th inning to get the win, as the Trojans held Jackson to 1 run in the 7th. Wint had 2 hits and 2 RBIs, while Macias had 4 hits for Kelly Walsh. Vetter had 2 hits and drove in 1 run for Jackson. And for the 3rd, 4th place matchup, it was Kelly Walsh and Cody. Kelly Walsh getting the job done 9-4. The Trojans will be the 3 seed and the Phillies will be the 4 seed. Kelly Walsh broke a 4-4 tie with 5 runs in the top of the 7th inning as they scored on a fielder's choice and 3 singles. Moore and Cisco added 3 hits and 1 RBI apiece, and Cody got 3 hits and 2 runs scored from Ava. Was Cheyenne East getting the job done over Cheyenne Central in the 1-2 matchup, 8-4 final, as the Lady T-Birds pulled away from a 2-2 tie with a 1-run 6 and tacked on 5 more in the 7th. Irvin had 2 doubles and drove in 3 runs for the T-Birds. Grant had a 2-run double and threw out a runner at the plate to end the game. The Tigers of Rock Springs will be the 3 seed after taking down the Wheatland Bulldogs in a 3-4th place matchup, 5-4 final. The Tigers scored 3 runs in the 3rd and held off Wheatland. An error and a ground out in an RBI single from Florencio led to those runs. Landry Vaughn hit 2 home runs for the Bulldogs. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Horsley with the Basin Radio Network.